Morning, everyone.
This morning, I'm going to talk a little bit about church, strangely enough. For the past few months, church has been affected by a pandemic. The church hasn't been infected by it. The only infection that we're suffering from, if it's a suffer, which I don't think it is the infection of Christ in our lives. And this is a very active and prolific infection in our lives that can change everything that's around us. And it's a good thing to be infected by God, to be infected and have our living Father active inside us. Our normal service, as in church life, has become a virtual reality for the time being. This morning, you're looking, all of you, at a screen of some kind. A non-living item. An item which has been brought to life by the touch of a button. Soon, we're hoping to resume activities in our church building. Our animated church life will become again a reality within our lives. It may be very different to how we experienced church life before. A touch of the normal church life button won't just turn everything on exactly as it was previously. The way we interact, the way we act, the way we react in church may be possibly a little awkward, to say the least. But I'm confident at some point it will return to what we may call a normal church life. Although personally, I don't think as a Christian, as a realization of normal might be very different between us. It might be a constant changing thing, a constant reacting thing. But church life will not be inanimate, will not be static, will not be void of worship, will not be void of praise. It will not be not turning on, so to speak. What it may mean is adaptation of what we have, what we are, how we react, how we interact, how we express, how we show our love, our praise, our worship, our means of exalting God, exalting our Lord. What is inside each of us needs to be expressed, needs to erupt out of our very being, needs to be seen. I'm going to show you something now. I hope you all can see this. It's a stone, a rather inanimate object. But nevertheless, this is part of God's creation. And strangely enough, it's capable of praise. Now, you might be saying, Steve, you've lost it. Too much time at home has affected your mind. As much as you shake it, as much as you prod it, nothing is going to happen with that stone. That may be the case in our eyes, but in God's eyes, it's a very different affair. In God's eyes, this is part of his creation. In Luke 19, verses 37 to 40, it says these words. It says there, when he came near to the place where the road goes down the Mount of Olives, the whole crowd of disciples began joyfully to praise God in loud voices for all the miracles they had seen. Blessed is the King who comes in the name of our Lord, of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory to the highest. Some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to Jesus, Teacher, rebuke your disciples. I tell you, he replied, if they keep quiet, the stones will cry out. How amazing is that? That such as an inanimate stone, a thing which we might think has no life, has no part of God within it. In this scripture, our Lord tells us that even the stones will cry out. Even the stones will express praise and worship and glorify the name of God in all its capacity. Thinking of church, thinking of returning to church and how this will be different. Our worship, our praise, yes, it may be very different. But this scripture, I think, reminds us what is inside, what is in us, is critical to our way of life, is critical to how we are, is critical to our very being and yearning to break out in full animation. And although church will be different, we can still glorify God. We can still give God the glory in amazing ways. Our very bodies can exalt God. Even if muted, our very selves can express God in such a meaningful way. Our hearts, our minds, our souls, our strength can all cry out to God, can all lift God on high. Just as our Lord said, these stones will cry out. So each one of us are still able to cry out to God from the inside and express how we love, worship, adore, and praise him in all ways. It may be different, church, but still ourselves can express God. In 1 Peter 2, verses 4 and 5, it says there, as you come to him, the living stone, rejected by humans, but chosen by God and precious to him, you also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. I showed you this morning an inanimate stone. In this particular few verses that I've just read, God describes each of us as living stones. Something with animation. Something that has come alive. Something that is different to normal humanity. To maybe if you describe a normal human as a stone, we're different. We have become alive in Christ. We have become the living stone. But not only that, we have now become a collective. We have now become a church. I know when you think of living items in a physical sense, when there is more than one, people like to describe it as a group. And there's various different descriptions of group of living items. Like, say, for example, I believe the correct terminology is a gaggle of geese, meaning a group of more than one. So as living stones, each of us, as individuals, as living stones, now as a group, we're a church. Amazing. A collective spiritual house being built. So it's a constant changing and moving effect within our lives. A living, an animate, a creative part within each of us, joining us, pulling us together. We are the living stones of Christ. We are the built and building church of God, the spiritual house in which he can do great things. A holy priesthood. You're being elevated. Each one of you are being moved forward in the kingdom of God, in the collection of stones, in the group called church, a living and moving reality through Jesus Christ. Amen. What church will be will unfold over the next few months. It is a reality. It is living. It is part of God. Each one of you are living and part of Christ. And just like as described in these verses, not a static, not an inanimate, not just a stone, but an animate, a thing which has life, a thing which will show worship, will show praise, will show glory to our Father. Yes, it may be different. It may be a completely different way that we give our praise and worship and adoration to God. But this morning I want to tell you that it is and will be an active, an animate, a living stone. We will come together, not meeting in this virtual way, although that will still be part of church life. We will be meeting in an animate way, in a living way. We will be able to reflect and give praise to God in a way in which will glorify his name. A stone, if you had even a pile of stones, it may look quite a bit boring. It may look still. It may look dead. It may look inanimate. But this morning, the collection of stones which God has brought together, which God has infected in a great way, has come together. It may be at the moment in a virtual way, but we are all living stones. Soon it will be in an animate way, not virtual, but we'll actually physically see each other. We'll actually be able to physically, in some ways, interact with each other. We will join in praise. We will join in worship. Although that may be different and it may be expressed in different ways, with all our heart, with all our mind, with all our soul, our strength, with all what's inside us, it will be reflected outwardly. It may be different, but it will glorify God. And God tells us in both these scriptures that his exaltation, his praise, his worship will be animated, will be living, will be part of our lives. I can't make this stone do anything. As much as I'd like to, because I think that'd be quite impressive, I can't. I can put it down and I can pick it up, but I can't make it physically do anything by itself. But this morning, you're not inanimate. You're not static. You're not stone. You're not without life. You're not without God inside you. God is living. God is part of us. And our Father is a reality. You can always be active and moving for God and in God in so many ways. I'd like to encourage each of us this morning to think of how we worship and praise, how we give God the glory, how we can express what is inside us, what we might be keeping in, just like, say, for example, that stone. That stone may look, may seem completely lifeless, but each of us are not. Each of us has an important and a fully animated life to live for God. We are the living stone. We are the church. Amen.